Shane, last year finished on a good note with the great win over Wicklow and a good performance against Dublin, and certainly today you must be happy after a fine performance today against Laois.
Absolutely. Last year, you know, I suppose the first two league games were defeated to Waterford and Carlow. You know, it was tough to take because I knew that we were going the right way. But we got going then. I suppose the championship win against Wicklow was fantastic. That monkey off our back, and then the performance against Dublin. You know that. But we, you know, we've trained on. The guys have continued their strength and conditioning program as we wish during the club season. And look, today there was certain aspects that were very good, and there's other aspects that, you know, we really want to work on. But yeah, it's a good start. Looks good. It's great to get a performance and a win, and then it's all systems go now for Bray Emmett on Wednesday night.
And certainly, Shane, one aspect of the performance was we scored six goals and could have had three or four more. Certainly, the amount of goal chances created was superb today.
Yeah, you know, it was. We created them, and you're always hoping. You know, with working on and training and continue your run, that we'll get them, we'll get those chances about taking them, which is the key. And as you see, we took some, and we left a lot out there. Maybe one more pass, like you see the real top teams, they palm it to the net. Mm. You know, they always have the overlap to palm it to the net. And I suppose that's what we're aspiring to be, is when you're continuing your run and you have momentum in the attack. A simple pass across the square and might have sufficed with some of the opportunities today. But we got I think it's six. So look, that's a start.
It's an often, I never remember a Wexford performance where three players got two goals each. I think Ben, Owen Nolan, and Tom Bournall got two goals each. But apart from the goal scorers, I thought in the first half there the work rate from their half hours, Tom Byrne and Alan Tobin coming back, was superb as well. Shane.
Yeah, look, the foundation to anything is collective work rate. Mm-hmm. It's all the top teams have it, and as I said, we're aspiring to be a top team and get out of the division we're in and play a nice brand of football. But it is a unit. It is the collective. You can't defend as one. You can't press the ball, and then one guy goes and no one else goes because it's picky in the middle. So that's what we harper on. You know, the big thing today was, We finished last year on a high. You know, people were probably proud of our performance against Dublin. But today was then a continuation of that. That it wasn't just a flash in the pan. That, you know, Wexford football is going the right way with the players that we've played today. Guys making their debut, like Rian Fitz made his debut today. He's still in Gorey Community School. He's a game on Tuesday with the school, and then he's combined colleges on Saturday. So guys like that, we're looking at to the next generation, because myself, Anthony, you know, we're very passionate Wexford people, and I want to leave Wexford. And this is my little son here now running over. Sorry, he's after seeing me. So that's Jack. That's the next generation. Realistically, like, what I want to do is that we have a crop of players coming through and getting them early, like Rian Fitz, Brian Cush also from Gorey Community School, and as well as Jack Higgins. They were unavailable today. And as you see down on the bottom pitch now, the guys that weren't involved in the extended panel members, like Mick Furlong, like... there's a good few more. Arnie Murphy, real.
Is Dahi still around the scene?
Dahi, yeah. Myself, and Dahi is due a decision in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, but yeah. I suppose the longer we go into January and closer to the National League, the less likely it is to be fit enough to play at that level.
Yeah.
The way we want to play, but we'll have a chat in due course. But like down on the bottom page there, you know, Mark Roster, John Tubrett, Gavin Sheehan, Mick Furlong, you know, we have maybe 12 or 15 guys doing conditioning now to put themselves in the window for the Wicklow game and then Park Charlton against Meath next week. So that's the what we're trying to do.
And Shane, I suppose, I know I don't like picking out individuals, but in the form that he was in today, the likes of Kevin O'Grady and Paddy Hughes are a handful for anything, really, aren't they?
Ah, yeah, they're fantastic. See, the thing about it is, it's pure raw pace, which frightens teams, and it's trying to get as many of those players on the field. You know, you look at a middle third, you'd have Tom Bourne is quite quick, Alan Tobin, Liam Coleman, and Darragh Lyons to bring on Glenn Malone, Dylan Furlong's very quick, and Paddy Hughes. So in around that middle third, you have high energy, and that's. That's where the game, the Gaelic football is generally played now, is a lot of lads turnovers and then getting it inside to your dangerous tree, or at least trying to get it inside to their dangerous tree, which was for us, O'Nolan was very good as our outlet receiver, Ben Brosnan and Kevin O'Grady.
Shane, apart from the six goals there, if I could pick one cameo from the game, I know you've already mentioned it, Rian Fitzpatrick, there was one move there, the leash were coming out, Rian started the tackling, and eventually the ball was turned over in a free, and that summed up really the Wexford performance, didn't it?
Yeah, no, it did, and that is what we go after. You know, that's really what we were trying for people to see. I know the scoreline doesn't reflect, like, you know, where Leash are at. They're starting probably a rebuilding process with Billy Sheen. But like for us, it is that middle third pressure. It is that it is, you know, I suppose at times barbaric. It's making contact with everyone that's there, because if you drop back, they're running at you, so they're moving at a standing target, and if you don't press that, they can kick it inside. So you really have to step up and not step back, is what we try to drive. But look, yeah, so you know, today went for us. We go to Braham, as I said, on Wednesday night, and then we go to Park Talton to play Meath next Saturday afternoon. So they're all learning. We have a very, very young bunch. Like, we have eight guys, I think it's eight guys involved in Sigerson action this week, so they won't be today and next Saturday is the next time we'll see them. So like, we wish all them well. It actually turns out that DCU and Maynooth are playing, so Liam Coleman and Darragh Lyons are probably going to be marking each other. I hope it's a great battle. I hope they cut lumps out of each other, but I hope they all come home safe and well for next Saturday to play Meath.
Okay, thanks, Shane, and well done, Shane.
Thanks very much.